Now, it's time to take some more questions. So before you go, Nick, we've had one that you might be able to help us with. We've had an email from Kim, who has heard that the CCD sensors used in many digital cameras are sensitive not only to visible light, but also to infrared light, light that we can't see. So if Kim is using his camera to take pictures of the night sky, would he actually get better pictures if he puts an infrared filter on the front of the camera? Nick, how easy is it to photograph the night sky just using a standard camera?
Very easy indeed, actually, and it's another area where we've been able to benefit as astronomers from developments in the commercial field. Modern digital cameras are remarkably good at being able to take pictures of the night sky. They're very sensitive, and of course you can see the results immediately. So basically, if you've got a point-and-shoot type camera, what you need to look for is to be able to set it either into night mode or into a long exposure mode, which allows you to actually take a long exposure looking at the sky. Preferably, you want to set the camera so that it's manual focus, focused on infinity, because most autofocus cameras find it very difficult to focus on stars in the night sky. But if you do that, you set the camera up on a tripod, take an exposure, maybe of 5-10 seconds or so, you'll get a nice view of the night sky. And if you do it sometime around twilight or when there's an interesting object in the sky, like the crescent moon or planets or so, you can get a very pleasing picture. If you've got a more advanced camera, like a digital SLR camera, those are absolutely ideal for taking pictures of the night sky.
And what about the question of infrared versus visible light? Do you think that Kim's going to get better pictures by filtering out the infrared that would otherwise get onto that sensor?
Okay, well, he's certainly right that the sensors are sensitive out to the infrared, so well beyond what the human eye is sensitive to. But the camera manufacturers actually have already put an infrared filter in there, and the reason they do that is that the lenses that have been designed for cameras were designed mainly for the use with film. And film was not sensitive into the infrared, and so the lenses really only focus light correctly in the visual range of the spectrum. If there wasn't an infrared filter in the camera, you would find your pictures being rather fuzzy because this infrared light isn't focused very well by the lenses. Now, it turns out that for astronomers who really want to take deep, sensitive images of the night sky, this infrared filter is a bit of a problem because it cuts out some of the light from some of the more interesting objects. And so they've gone to the extremes of actually taking their cameras apart and taking these filters out and then using either telescopes that don't have lenses in them so they don't have this problem with focus, or using other filters so that they can correct the focus problem. But that's certainly not something I would recommend to average users.
Thank you very much. That was Nick James from the British Astronomical Association.